My name is Ellsworth Wareham. I'm a cardiothoracic surgeon and practice that as my specialty all my professional life. I'm 98 years of age and I practiced cardiothoracic surgery until I was 95. I first tried to be active by working around my yard, doing my pruning of my bushes, and I mow my own lawn, and so I try to get a little exercise doing that. As far as my dietary program is concerned, I happen to be a vegan. I've been a vegan now for about half my life. I think that that's a healthy form of nutrition. I try to maintain a calm approach to the problems of life and not worry and fret over problems that come along. I get a good night's sleep, and if I feel like it, I take a nap during the day. So I really try to be as careful as I can in preserving what energy I have. Well, I quit work when I was 95. And because of this, of course, I attracted some publicity from the National Geographic. And incidentally, the people I work with very much wanted me to continue, but I felt I should spend a little more time at home with my family. I could be working right now. I could do anything that I did then, and I'm now 98. But I picked 95 as an arbitrary time when I would quit. I have always been inclined to be a vegetarian. My folks were farmers, and we had quite a bit of meat available. But it never appealed to me to eat animal products. I never did drink milk by the glass. I would use it on my cereal, and of course my mother, and then later on my wife would use it in cooking. So I was naturally inclined toward a vegetable type of diet, but I was concerned about the adequacy of the nutrition. And when I found out that I could get by by taking a little vitamin B12, why, of course, I then became entirely vegan. And I think that it has been a very fine form of nutrition. It's a little extreme to tell a person who is using flesh foods that you're going to take everything entirely away from them. But I have, when I was in practice in medicine, I would tell the patients that the vegetable-based diet was the healthy way to go. And as much as possible, we keep away from the animal products. It has to be something that the person wants to cooperate in. And people are very sensitive about what they eat. Now, you can talk to people about exercising, and you can talk to people about relaxation and a good mental attitude and things like that, and they will accept that. But you talk to them about what they're eating, and people are very sensitive about that. If an individual is willing to listen, I will try to explain to them on a scientific basis of how I think it's better for them. I read a statement in the Wall Street Journal last year, I think it was in January of last year, that I thought was quite significant. And it was this, that all tastes are acquired except for breast milk. Now, this means, you see, that if you, as a parent, will start your child on a healthy nutrition, they'll like it. But an individual, let us say, who is old, even my age, can change their taste buds. Now, there are a lot of people that take too much salt, and their food, they think, is flat unless they have a lot of salt in it. But if you will diminish the amount of salt gradually, after a while they won't know the difference. And in a matter of 3 months or so, you can do a great deal to change your taste habits if you are willing to do it. If a person is willing to go through the change and give himself time, he will enjoy foods that are healthy for him. As you know, cholesterol is the chief problem you have to be concerned about as far as developing coronary occlusion and coronary disease is concerned. If your cholesterol is under 140, very, very seldom that anybody has a heart attack with a cholesterol of 140. Now, the factors that influence your cholesterol are things that we should know about. And one of the factors is the amount of saturated fat. And most animal fat is saturated, whereas the vegetable fat is unsaturated or monosaturated. So you have to avoid the animal fats. Now, there are those scientists, including Dr. Colin Campbell of Cornell University, that say that animal proteins will also affect your cholesterol, not just the fat. In other words, you pour off the cream off your milk and drink the skim milk, even the casein of the milk will raise your cholesterol. And then people say also high intake of sugar will affect your cholesterol. So if you can keep your cholesterol under 140, your chances of developing coronary disease are very small. Exercise is beneficial in reducing your cholesterol. But if you're taking in a considerable amount of saturated fat, you can't exercise enough to lower it as much as it should be lowered. The easiest way to get your cholesterol down is to watch what you eat. Now, you can lower your cholesterol by exercise, but I'm talking about, 15 or 20 milligrams per cent, something like that. But if you get on a vegan diet, which is low fat, you can drop it much more. When we went abroad, we had an open heart surgery team that this would be maybe a dozen to two dozen people that would go with the team and do open heart surgery in overseas countries. But this was back 50 years ago, when open heart surgery is first starting out. Now, there's no need to do anything like that. Now, most of the surgery we did when we went abroad, it was for congenital heart disease, that is defects of the heart with which a person is born, holes in the heart, malformations of the valves, and so forth. And the other was valvular heart disease due to rheumatic fever. We didn't do very many coronary cases when we went overseas. Coronary disease is a disease of the more developed countries. That's being a little bit discriminatory, I presume. But America, undoubtedly, in my opinion, has been the leader in the development of coronary disease. I mean in development of treatment of heart disease. And I think has also led out in the research of the cause of the disease. We have a lot of information in this country which is not being applied, which would greatly reduce the incidence we have of coronary disease. I don't know whether you've been following the news, but Mayor Bloomberg of New York has, you know, made certain laws establishing the size of the soft drinks which you can buy and so forth and so on. And he has other areas in which he is also enforcing by law healthful habits. Many people question whether you should have your individual freedom limited by laws, but there's no question about it that there are certain things that we could implement in this country that would greatly reduce heart disease. You know, the Cleveland Clinic is the world's great center for coronary artery disease. Coronary angiography, the study of the coronary arteries, was developed at the Cleveland Clinic. And you can't diagnose where the stoppage is in your coronary arteries without coronary angiography. Now we have some newer methods, but that's still sort of the gold standard. And Dr. Esselstyn of the Cleveland Clinic, he says that coronary artery disease does not need to exist. And if it does, it doesn't need to progress. And he does it on a low-fat vegan diet. There have been only two people in the world that I know of that have demonstrated that they can arrest and reverse coronary artery disease. And they are Dr. Dean Ornish of San Francisco and Dr. Esselstyn of the Cleveland Clinic. And they both did it on a low-fat vegan diet. If you go on a low-fat vegan diet and you exercise, your chances of developing coronary disease will be very low. Get that cholesterol under 140, and you can. My cholesterol is 117. If I have some pain in my chest, I know it is not coronary disease. It may be due to something in my esophagus, hiatus hernia from my stomach or something else, but it's not coronary disease. Because at 117, I'm not going to develop it. Anybody can do those things. Very simple.